Neil Green, East Coast Radio.
Well, that voice that you can hear is Dr. Carmen James. We're in the house. It's Women's Month.
Yes, absolutely. Women's Month. Hello, listeners. And this is going to be especially for the ladies tonight.
Oh, man. Guys, don't go nowhere. We're going to talk football and carburetors just now, right? But for now, you know what? I even had to pick out, because, I play all my background music and it's a bit aggressive. Not the Notorious B.I.G. and Tony Yayo.
Yeah,
you know?
Please be kind to us tonight.
So how's that? That, like, fairy-ish type.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, East Coast.
We can roll with that.
Okay, Dr. Carmen, I'm let you speak, because what we're going to be talking about this evening is endometriosis.
Mm.
So that's not something I could speak about with any authority.
No.
So
I would be surprised if you could, Neil.
I know a fair bit about it.
And your pronunciation is excellent, by the way.
Is it?
Yes, endometriosis. Well done.
So tell us exactly what it is.
Okay, so endometriosis, the lining of the womb is called the endometrium.
Okay.
And that's what's shed every month when a woman experiences the menstrual cycle, right? So
right.
The endometrial lining gets thick in preparation for a baby. If that doesn't happen, it gets shed as the menstruation.
Right.
Now, endometriosis is a hormonal condition that happens when the endometrial lining appears outside of the uterus.
Okay.
So it can attach to all kinds of places. Usually that's in the abdomen somewhere. The most common site in the abdomen is on the ovaries, but it can really attach to any place inside the body. And it really triggers a certain symptoms based on the fact that that tissue gets inflamed and sheds and bleeds in the same way as the endometrial lining in the uterus.
Now, you say it triggers symptoms. What kind of symptoms?
Okay, so the most common symptoms of endometriosis include very painful periods.
All right.
Chronic pelvic pain. So this is a long-term pelvic pain that's not necessarily only during the period, can sometimes also be in between the period.
Right.
Pain during intercourse. And then depending on where those tissues attach, sometimes you can even get bowel involvement. So you can get things like constipation, nausea, bloating.
All around it.
All around that area. And some women even have attachment to the bladder area. So frequency of urination and that kind of thing can also be featured.
So two important questions for you now, right? Is it possible that somebody's walking around now with this condition and they don't know?
Yes. So there are some women who are completely asymptomatic.
Okay.
The other thing with endometriosis is that sometimes women can experience infertility. And that's sometimes where the diagnosis is made.
They pick it up that time now.
They pick it up at the time where they're struggling to conceive.
Yeah.
And then they go and check it out and then they find that they have endometriosis.
Right. Mm-hmm. And secondly, and what we're going to come back with maybe.
Yes.
Is if somebody is in a situation.
Mm.
You said you got five. You're going to list five ways.
Yes. That you can actually help to reduce the symptoms and manage this endometriosis.
With like wild medicines. You're going to tell us all the medicines now, or is it not medicines?
I'll definitely tell you. So if we have time just to go through quickly what the current treatment involves. If you go to a doctor, what they'll basically give you, and then we'll go through some of the more natural ways.
So your natural ways that you're going to give us are not going to replace medicine, right? We still see medicine, yeah? And then you can do that alongside that.
Certainly the natural approaches can be used in conjunction with traditional approaches, but what you may find, well, in some women it actually can.
Is it?
Yes. Depending on the severity of the symptoms and depending on how advanced the disease is, because there are different stages.
Yeah.
But some women will definitely experience that, the symptoms completely resolve on the natural approaches.
Right.
Others may be able to use the medication in conjunction with the more natural approaches. Yeah.
Okay. So when we're going to come back, we're going to list those five.
Yeah.
And I'm just here to just jump in.
To listen.
To listen. That's our listeners. We're listening this evening. My name is Neil Green, and that voice that you hear is Dr. Carmen James. And we're jumping right back in. We're talking about endometriosis, and Dr. Carmen is about to tell us five ways that we can naturally.
Yeah.
Right. Now, before you do that, I've got a message here from Renelle in Newcastle who says, I'm listening to you now and what we're talking about. And she says, I have PCOS.
Polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Okay.
There you go.
And, so this information that you give now, could that, the five...
Yes. Yes. So just extremely briefly, when we're speaking about endometriosis, we don't actually know why endometriosis happens. We don't know why.
Right.
There are a few theories that have been put forward, but it's not 100% confirmed. But what we do know is that it is an inflammatory condition.
Right.
There's some kind of immune disruption, and then it's a hormonal imbalance that takes place. So the reason why it's going to be helpful for anybody who has any kind of hormone imbalance to take this information and to implement it in their lives is that it can actually help to balance any sort of hormonal disruption, and polycystic ovarian syndrome is one of those.
Okay,
as well.
Sure.
All right, so at the moment, endometriosis is treated by two pathways. It's either medication, we spoke a little bit about anti-inflammatories, and the other type of medication we sometimes use is hormonal, okay, just to try and synthetically control the hormones. Then the other option is surgery. Now, you may have heard of laparoscopy, where we go into the abdomen with a camera, we have a look, we can sometimes burn or even remove some of those that tissue that's abnormally forming. And then other extreme forms of surgery would include things like removing the uterus, removing the ovaries themselves, right? So you can understand that the treatment is quite extreme, and obviously medication does have lots of side effects. So I'm not saying that anybody should go off their medication, but I'm certainly saying that you can improve these things, these five areas in your life, and then we can see some results. Okay, so the first thing is go on an anti-inflammatory diet. Now, I know we speak a lot about food.
Okay.
And when I say diet, I don't necessarily mean like a strict calorie counting type of situation. Yeah. But I would certainly say that some anti-inflammatory foods incorporated into the diet, and removing foods that commonly cause inflammation.
Okay.
So those inflammatory foods would include things like dairy, gluten, sugar. Red meat. I know you don't like that one.
No, I'm cool. It's not for me.
So
this
reducing
is not for me, yeah.
The inflammatory foods and incorporating anti-inflammatory foods into the diet. So high fiber, fruit and vegetables, etc. Okay?
All right.
The second thing would be to avoid toxins in the environment. Now, there's something called xenoestrogens. I'm not sure if you've heard of xenoestrogens before.
Yeah.
Xeno means foreign estrogen, right? Because in endometriosis, we have high levels of estrogen, and the estrogen progesterone balances out. Those are the two hormones in women that are most commonly affected by endometriosis. Now, xenoestrogens are things in the environment that look similar to estrogen in the body.
Right.
So the body can perceive them as estrogen, and so they trigger the same pathways as estrogen would have triggered in the body.
Okay.
And those include things like plastics, the cosmetics that we're using, and even things like pesticides, herbicides. So trying to eliminate and reduce the amount of toxins that you're exposed to in the environment. The third thing would be to manage your stress. So stress levels, huge, because stress triggers cortisol. Cortisol triggers insulin. Insulin triggers estrogen production. So all of that is really linked.
Can that be our next topic, managing your stress?
Oh, yes.
And why I feel like, okay, next one. That's our next topic here, right?
Okay. And then the third would be to include some anti-inflammatory supplements into your diet. So we can go through some of those. And then finally would be to get enough sleep. Interestingly, melatonin, which is the sleep hormone, has been shown to reduce endometriosis plaques and collections in the body. So getting
good
sleep, taking a nap every now and then maybe even supplementing with melatonin could help. We can also talk about maybe another time things like sleep hygiene and how to get a better night's sleep and to improve that aspect of your...
Nah, no problem. I'm sure some people have more questions after this, so we'll direct them to your social medias and all after that. But that's enough for this hour. Guys, when we come back, we're talking... Die hard. It's guys our next. But thanks so much, Dr. Coleman. But we'll be back in just a bit.
Awesome.
If you have any endometriosis based questions or anything else really for Dr. Coleman, check what she's up to and what lies DM she's sending to people. Where can the people keep up with you?
Okay, so on Facebook, my page is Dr. Carmen James. Yeah. And on Instagram, I'm at dr.carmenjames. And I'm also running an online women's health coaching program. So if anybody wants to get in contact with me, I'll give you 7 days free health coaching.
You dropped the plug.
Find me on my Instagram and I will hook you up this woman's mind. So.
For sure. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Carmen. You'll be back soon so we can fight about managing stress and how it's not real. To all the O's out there, that has wrapped up the women's parts of the show specifically to y'all. Women that want to stick around. For the next 2 hours, we are going to be discussing fishing. Why do quartz taste more delicious when you drink it straight out the bottle? And who would win a fight?
This is terrible. I'm going home. Thank you, guys.
More coming up after this. Neil Green, East Coast Urban.